Hey there, everybody. It's Electric Pete. Listen, I found a great video online that I wanted to share with you that really explains the robotaxi and just to give credit to the guys that put this together. But my thought is, why recreate the wheel? So I'm going to get that up as soon as I can here and so here it is.
So the Wii Robot event just happened at the Warner Brothers studio, and Tesla put on the event today. I've heard some rumors about 2,500 people showed up. Unfortunately, we're not able to make it out there. We have some things going on here, but our good friend Greg came over and we had a good old time. But we want to go ahead and break down everything that happened and we saw in a quick video to kind of summarize it up for you guys, because obviously Tesla events, one, start very late. That's nothing new, and there tends to be a little fluff. So let's jump into it.
Well, the first thing was after the long delay, it was like 45 minutes delayed.
Supposedly a medical emergency.
Medical emergency in the audience. Hopefully they're okay. But Elon, just came out of the building, escorted by someone dressed in an astronaut suit, and he got into the car. They just showed it right away. He got in it on the passenger side, you noticed, and he got in it, closed the door, and they drove away. It didn't drive him very far, but it took him to the stage, and that was cool. It's like it's funny though, because we were waiting to watch for it, and Scott got up to go to the bathroom, and he
Right,
missed the entire opening, and he fully believed that, or didn't believe that it happened.
but the cool thing is you will actually be able to buy this. Some people were originally saying it's going to be something that Tesla's going to keep for themselves or only sell to like big clients and
Yeah,
stuff like
like
that, like
Hertz or
Hertz,
something like that.
or
But
Uber.
he said that you'll be able to actually buy it,
We expect the cost to be below $30,000.
keep it for your own use, or you can schedule it for different hours and have it available for others to use.
Some big key things, butterfly doors. I don't know how I feel about it. I think they're going to get broken, be a problem, and they take up a lot more room when they open.
Yeah, I think if they just pivoted straight up instead, like on some vehicles, or again, if you have like
The
minivan
van
type
doors,
doors that just slide back, a lot less prone to problems. Doesn't look as cool, but you could also park a lot closer to other cars. But it was neat, but we'll see if that changes in the final product.
Other things that we saw, it's like a bench seat. I don't know how I feel about
We didn't
that.
even see if there's a back seat, but I assume it holds four, at least four.
Also, no rear window. It was all
Yeah.
metal. Metal
Actually,
look.
not even that, but there wasn't even like a glass roof, like been common in Teslas for like the last 10 years.
The screen looked very similar to like a 3 in the Y. Laser headlights, though, those were cool. We want to see those on all the Teslas ASAP. That was kind of it, really. We didn't see a whole lot
They
about
didn't
it.
do a close-up of it or anything.
No.
They did mention like inductive charging,
Oh, yep. That was really cool.
so you won't have to like plug it in. You can just drive it or something and it'll
The robot vacuuming it, that was pretty neat.
it's
Cleaning the screen.
because we were talking about that, because
Jeez.
I was like, oh, if somebody wants to have a fleet of these, you can have a job of just doing it yourself. But I'm like, no, you should have a robot that cleans the cars. And the next scene they showed was robots or, cleaning the cars.
It was a little cheesy. They did say they have 50 Teslas driving autonomously at this event, both the Cybercab without pedals or a steering wheel, and some Model Ys.
One thing I noticed though, it looks like the Cybercabs were the only ones with passengers in them. So they had the Ys
Interesting.
and stuff just driving around. So we had traffic, because you have to have traffic
Oh,
in
yeah.
California. But I didn't see passengers in the ones that I saw.
They did talk about unsupervised FSD, not the supervised we all have now. Supposedly starting next year in California and Texas on all Teslas. Originally, he said 3 and Y, and somebody in the audience yelled something. So shout out to you, whoever did that.
The solution that we solution that we have is AI and vision. So there's no expensive equipment needed. And so the Model 3, Model Y, and S and X that we make today will be capable of full autonomy, unsupervised.
This event was different. It started out with a disclaimer at the beginning
That was
about
a
forward thoughts and
long disclaimer.
everything. So whether or not it happens next year, TBD.
Regulatory approval.
He talked about the idea of getting rid of parking lots and kind of replacing them with parks. Does that mean all cars will be driving 24/7?
That's what That's what I don't know. You can't just get rid of parking lots because this whole fleet of cars can't just be driving all the time.
Right.
And I don't want them circling around our neighborhood because, oh, there's no parking lot, so we're just going to drive.
But also, they are going to have to build massive induction charging
yeah,
lots.
Yeah, need some infrastructure for these somewhere.
Yeah,
yeah,
definitely. But right after that, we saw the Rebovan.
The Rebovan.
Rebovan.
I don't know why it's not just the Robovan.
Okay.
But it's the Rebovan.
So I hate the name, but I love the name.
But is that like just Elon's pronunciation or is that the official?
I think it's official.
Okay.
But he did say it is happening. Honestly, it looks wild, but I really like it. It looks very futuristic. 20 people for high density areas. Only had 14 seats, so I guess 6 people standing. It looked really cool. No ground clearance.
Oh yeah,
though.
It was
it
cool,
looked
but
like
yeah,
it was all on it.
They're definitely gonna have to change the front end and the rear of that, but definitely cool. There's already similar vehicles that maybe a little bit smaller that are around, but it's cool to see that Tesla has finally come up with something like that.
Yeah, we are already thinking about how we could potentially buy one and use it around town. But then Elon started talking about robots and all about their test bot that they have. It can basically do anything you want. That's for you, Jeremy.
As to whether or not they'll be fully functional remains to be seen.
From you, Data, you are fully functional, aren't you?
Of course, but...
How fully?
In every way, of course.
It was weird, because then Elon said AI robots 80% probability of a good outcome.
80% probability of good outcome. Look on the bright side. The cup is 80% full.
So what the hell is that other 20%?
I don't know.
That makes me very nervous. We started seeing like all these robots start marching out and was like, they're going to be amongst you all. And then so some of the footage showed that, but there's like 4 or 5 Tesla employees surrounding each one because obviously you don't want someone doing something stupid. And I could see that happening, like someone pushing it or something like that.
And when it's falling over and hurting somebody. So they're definitely
yeah.
there to make sure that people don't get too close.
But when they were marching, like, there were so many Tesla employees that looked very suspicious.
Yeah.
Like, it was pretty funny.
Yeah, and then they cut to a scene of a bunch of robots dancing in a gazebo, which was interesting. I thought maybe some of them should have had wigs on or something, and, you know.
That would have been pretty funny.
But it was cool to see, and they were dancing, you know. But the camera angles were not the best.
The camera kept
panning, but all the lights were in the way, so somebody didn't plan that out too good.
Yeah.
But it was still neat to see them doing that little dance routine.
Honestly, though, I was super impressed with the articulation of the wrists, the fingers, the dancing. Everything looked super fluid, the movement. They have come so far.
And
I'm so excited about it.
Way better than Chuck E. Cheese.
Way better than Chuck E. Cheese. If you know, you know. But then, right after that, the event was basically over. There was no something else. Now, people at the event, they do get to ride in the cyber
cab,
not the Rebovan.
Rebovan.
That was, I don't think,
it
on
it. Available to view, but
it
looks like you're not allowed to go in, but people were all surrounding them.
Yeah, but it looked like it would be a really cool event. The map looked really cool. Everything they did, apparently they've been working there for the past 3 months to get this all set up. They did a great job of keeping everything under wraps, too. Nothing really leaked, nothing big leaked, at least. So huge shout out to the Tesla team. You guys did wonderful. But I really want to see FSD progress on our vehicles.
It's come a long way over the last, like, 8-9 years. It's amazing what it can do now. I couldn't believe when we were on our drive last Saturday.
Yep.
I didn't know the car was driving because it used to be when it first started, you could tell when the car was driving. But now it is as good as a regular driver.
But some things that we did see online, though, I don't know if they were true or not, but Omar actually said Stellantis CEO was talking with Kimball Musk. That's like Jeep, Chrysler, a bunch of brands there, Dodge. So that could be interesting. But really, there is a gentleman on Twitter, JoshWest247, who had a conspiracy theory about Rivian. I'll link it all down below. And honestly, I was sold. So I was a little bummed to not hear anything else because it was called We Robot. It wasn't called like Tesla Robot or something else. So I was hoping there would be another big announcement. It seemed a little, I mean, I was still impressed, but I seemed a little underwhelmed.
Yeah. Well, and for those of you who don't know, it was a play on the title
yeah.
I, Robot, which is a book by Isaac Asimov. And there was a movie starring Will Smith. And
yeah.
Yeah, but
that's what, when those robots started marching out, that's what I pictured.
Remember the scene from the movie when the robots,
yeah.
He's like,
oh, hell no.
Being chased through the tunnel or whatever, and they're all running at
that's
him.
That's exactly what I
that's
saw.
That's what I saw. So that's the other 20%, I guess, if stuff goes bad.
I don't like 20%, though.
Aren't those robots all stored in some, like the giant,
like a container,
like a
yeah.
giant Rebovan?
Oh yeah, we'll have to go back.
We're gonna have
we'll
to watch
post that. But that's basically it. It was an interesting event. I mean, we learned some things. We got to see the CyberCab officially. We kind of already knew what it would look like due to some leaks previously by Tesla themselves long ago. But now we actually see it. Hopefully it'll be stainless steel, but I have a feeling it's not going to be just because those angles on it.
It was a nice silver color, at least. And I'm sure they'll have other color, but I like the silver.
Yeah, hopefully they don't do yellow like cabs. Because
we've seen Tesla taxis.
That's true. But I don't know. Let us know down below what you thought of the event, what you liked. Did we miss something? What you thought was the coolest thing? What you thought sucked? And we can go ahead and talk about it down there. Otherwise, huge thanks to our channel sponsor, Abstract Ocean. If you're looking to accessorize your Tesla Model SX3Y and Cybertruck and now Rivian, definitely check them out. I'll link down below. Using code Tesla Inventory will get you 15% off of your next purchase. As always, though, a thumbs up if you enjoyed that video. Go and click here to subscribe. Here for some other ones. We'll see y'all in the next one. Bye.
Where can you get gig speed internet at a price that saves you hundreds? X marks the spot. Switch to Xfinity to get fast, reliable gig speed internet with unlimited data included. That's enough speed to power a household of devices like it's no big deal. Always